Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
BTSL back on the fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. We're talking Knicks, the first hour of the show. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. So about the minutes, and I heard a caller, BT, I don't know if you heard this too, driving in this morning listening to Boomer and Geo, and somebody called and complained about the minutes with Tibbs, and then the following caller called and said, it's a lazy narrative, anybody's paying attention to it, it's not about the minutes, blah, 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 blah. I still believe that it is overrated to a certain extent. However, in this particular year, with this particular group, I do not think you can go to the well every single night of the regular season playing Cat and Brunson specifically. You want to throw in Anunoby as well, maybe those three guys who you worry about keeping them healthy. It seems Brunson is always banged up. So what do you think is going to happen come April or May in the postseason? Same thing with Karl Anthony Towns, and OG has been fragile before. But I think a lot of it's overblown. I don't think in this particular case, this year in the regular season, with a championship caliber roster, people are making too much of it, or it's a lazy narrative. I think Tibbs is using those guys too much.
My opinion on this is, at least for this version, all right, if you're going to run these guys into the ground, be the one seed. Have it pay some dividends. And they're not. And they're not going to be the one seed and not going to be the two seed. You hope they remain the three seed, and they probably will. So that's number one. Like, if you're going to chase and chase and chase and just be that heavy minute burden, then let's hit the carrot at the end of the road. They're not going to. So to me, it's kind of a waste of time, number one. But I've always thought, when you talk about minutes distribution, I look at something very unique. To me, and I understand that there's a correlation when the body gets fatigued and it breaks down, more of a chance, and then the recovery's not as quick. Understood. And especially soft tissue stuff and guys like OG, I know all about this. But I'm less concerned, and again, not with this team overall, with minutes, and I'm more focused on why are these guys playing so minutes? And the answer is because the bench isn't good enough. Like, that's why teams tend to lose. Not because their guys are tired, but there's a reason why Team X is playing so many minutes, you know, five or six guys, because the seventh, eighth, and ninth guys behind them aren't good enough to be on a championship team. That's the real problem, and everybody misses that.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that necessarily. I feel like Tibbs is going to do this regardless. Like, the Knicks have had deeper teams over the years under Tibbs, specifically last year or even the year before. I felt like they were deeper, but they weren't as top-heavy. This year, it's interesting because you can't be more loaded talent-wise in the starting five. Like, this is the most talented Knicks group that we've ever seen, maybe that has ever existed, even before our lifetime.
Well, I mean, you know, that second championship with Monroe and Frazier and Willis Remy.
I don't know.
But it's offensively.
Well, that's what I mean.
Like, outside of that team, I'm with you.
Offensively, skill-wise, and I know it's apples to oranges NBA was, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So the starting five is so good that generally you'd have like six, seven, and eight maybe legitimate NBA players and come in and contribute, but you didn't have the top-heavy nature of this Knicks team, which is why I think it's a difficult balance that Tibbs is going to have to strike. I don't think he's playing these guys because the bench isn't deep enough or good enough. This is what Tibbs does. He played. I mean, that's what he's been doing forever.
But I think he would adjust if he had a better bench.
Okay, well,
that's what I'm saying. You know
that's
what I mean?
The question. Yeah, for this particular year, this iteration of the Knicks with this talent, would he adjust if they had another option? I mean, the bench isn't awful with McBride, Payne, and now Achiuwa back. Remember, yes. Early in the year it was no Achiuwa, so that was even worse.
And McBride just got back, missed a lot with the hamstring.
Yeah, okay,
they missed a lot of time.
But that's a big part of it.
Absolutely. I love McBride.
But would you take, I mean, how many good bench players do you need to say a team's got a good bench?
Well, I think it's, I don't know if I'd frame it that way. I would say, what type of diversity do you need on the bench?
Useful bench
parts. I would need an absolute front court, you know, 18 to 22 minute horse, you know, front court guy, big. And I need a couple shooters. And I need a backup point.
Okay, so, I mean, don't they have that with Achiuwa, Payne, and McBride?
They don't have the first thing that I said, that big. Not now.
Well, if Achiuwa's not that, then what's he doing?
Yeah, he's a good four, and he could play. He could guard a point guard on a switch. So I like Achiuwa.
Yeah, and Sims is not where you want him to be.
No.
But he's still not awful. He's a serviceable defensive big. He has no offensive game, but they don't need that.
I'm not a fan.
He's a poor man's Mitch. I don't know why you don't like
Sims. I don't know. I was early, and I love when they took him. I thought it was a pretty astute move, but I just don't think I don't think he's improved a whole lot. You know, the other thing, too, is you look at, like, minute distribution. Think about Ewing, right? And, you know, when Don Nelson tried to take the ball out of his hands, why Nelson got fired, you guys remember this, and tried to run the offense through, say, Anthony Mason, who was a point forward. Well, you know, Pat was getting a little bit older, and, you know, you want to guard against that, you know, not just from a philosophical change, but also just watch Patrick's knees. These minutes, like, nobody on the Knicks is old. You know, nobody's old.
Right.
So I don't know that it's reckless. I don't know that I could use that word applied to this group, but it's trending in that direction.
And it's only the first half of the season.
Yeah.
Like, these guys got to be fresh into the postseason, what we expect to be a long run. Hoff just gave me some sad news in my ear here. Bob Uecker has passed away.
Man.
90 years of age. The Brewers just tweeted it out.
Ah, the Uke.
Yeah,
the
I know.
The best.
Yeah, he was still going, right? Wasn't he doing games? I remember they were having a postseason
celebration. I heard him this October.
Yeah, God bless him.
And wow, 90.
I loved Uecker, obviously, from Major League.
Yeah.
But even before that, Mr. Belvedere.
I used to watch Mr. Belvedere. I loved that show. It was great. The butler from Pittsburgh. He's I can still hear the music. And, like, he comes in on the bus from Pittsburgh, I think. Even though he was English or something, whatever he was. Belvedere's
Mr.
great.
Mr. Belvedere, Belvedere with Bob Uecker. And then Bob Uecker at...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
WrestleMania, it was definitely four, I want to say.
I think it was four. Okay. Four or five. Hey, he was involved in that.
I know, Yuka was everywhere. I mean, I met him once outside of Shea Stadium, had him sign a ticket stub, Mets Brewers,
years ago.
Yeah, I mean, Bob Uecker's like, he was a legend. So sad to hear. Man, look, 90 years and doing all the stuff that he did.
I mean,
it's a full life, but it's still sad.
It is, because, you know, even with Rizzuto and Kiner and just guys like that, you know, that that have been around forever. They're sound. I know it's a cliche. It's a soundtrack to our youth. And, you know, I've always said to Sal, I'm a very sentimental person. Like, my mind wanders a lot to back in the day, especially now as a dad with young kids. I value that stuff. So somebody like Bob Uecker, it's not sad. Same with Coach Karnisek. It's not right. Sad. It hits you for a minute, and then you realize, what a life.
I mean, God, what a life. Right. I think we'd all sign for that. Yep. I'd sign for even, like, get me what he had, or close to what he had, even at 80. I don't need the extra 10 years.
Yeah,
90 years of age to have the life that he had.
Especially when you still have your mind and your faculties at 90. You're going to be a great, great grandfather, possibly. So it's a blessing. He was great.
If you had to pick one, and it's different, of course, in Milwaukee, because Brewers fans are always going to look at him as the voice of the Brewers.
Mm-hmm.
From us, from the outside,
ooh, okay.
Would you go Major League, Mr. Belvedere, WrestleMania 4?
Major League, 100%.
I'd even go... Just a bit outside.
Yeah. I would go Major League over... Pardon me, but I'd go Belvedere over WrestleMania.
Would you really?
I used to watch it every day, man. I love Mr. Belvedere.
I love that show, too.
That's good.
What year, Hoff? Can you look that up, Mr. Belvedere?
I'm going to say 88, 89. Right. I'm throwing it in that area. Around there.
So I was like 9 or 10 at the time. I was
older.
I don't know why. And we used to watch that like live when it came out on whatever night.
Maybe
I think,
syndication.
No? What do you got?
1985 to 1990.
Wow. Close. There you go.
And did it run? That's when it ran live?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't think I watched it live. I think I watched it in syndication. But I wouldn't have been watching it when I was like 14, 15. I don't think. No.
Interesting.
No.
And maybe they had reruns. Who the hell knows?
Yeah, but I watched
then?
Like Growing Pains and The Cosby Show when I was 14, 15.
Those I watched too, but those had to be on reruns for me, right? I would think.
Well, what was your favorite show? Yeah, for you. No. Not The Cosby Show. For you.
I don't really remember Like, the shows that I remember watching live in real time with my parents were Sunday night when they had Married with Children, The Simpsons.
You watched that with your parents, Married with Children?
Yeah.
That's funny. My dad would never watch that nonsense.
I was too young to get it.
Yeah.
But I remember, like, that was kind of appointment TV. Inside Herman's Head, was that another show?
I remember that. That was a Sunday night show. Yeah, sure.
I'm not sure about Mr. Belvedere, if that was live or not, but those were kind of the early ones. What's the one? A Full House. I remember watching that with my sister on Friday night.
Yeah, okay. I think the first, I think the first comedy, like sitcom, that I remember watching with my parents was probably Three's Company.
Okay.
And I do remember Laverne and Shirley, too. You know, and Happy Days. We'd go Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, back to back.
I think I saw reruns of that.
Yeah.
It had to be.
Yeah, for sure.
What about, was it All in the Family?
I loved all Sunday nights, All in the Family. Even, and then Archie's Place, he had a bar after it. It was the continuation. And the other show, I was going to ask you this. Like, it's something like, you know, we're so old at this point in terms of talking about these shows that we're talking about. You almost blur the line of what did I watch in real time and what did I watch in syndication. I think I'll tell you, the show that I found, because I know it came out in 72 and I wasn't even born yet, the show that I loved, and I definitely didn't watch it live, I loved Good Times. Do you remember Good Times?
I do.
With John Amos?
Yes, I remember the show. I'm familiar with it. I don't remember watching it live.
It was awesome. So even the opening. Good Times. Anytime you need.
Anyway, R.I.P. Bob Uecker. It was obviously a legend. Milwaukee Brewers, Major League, all the stuff that we were just talking about. Mr. Belvedere, though, I think an underrated
sneaky good.
Sneaky good, that's right. All right, we'll come back, reset, get the Knicks calls as well. 888-808-1019. We'll get to Pete Alonso and continue that conversation as well. And also the Jets' potential future head coach.
I heard something from Aaron Glenn that makes me want him more.
And you wanted him to begin with, so even more now. So we'll get to all that. Your calls are next. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Hey, football fans. It's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.